flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
one of the greatest romantic poet Percy Bysshe Shelley just 2 years before his death when he was 27 year old was taking a walk with his wife, Mary Shelley, in a small place, Livorno, in Italy. In 1820, the poet heard a bird singing. There was a skylark. He did not see the bird, but he heard the voice, and listening to that song of the bird, he wrote one of the greatest poetry in English literature. Ode to a skylark. It's an extraordinary poetry. Shelley was extremist and idealistic. He faced a lot of criticism and opposition in his lifetime. His lyrics, his poetries remained unrecognized. It's only after his death, posthumously, that people recognize the depth, the beauty, the grace of those lyrics. And this poetry, "Hail to Thee, Blithe Spirit." He says, "Congratulations to you. Welcome to you, Blithe Spirit. You are not bird. You are a spirit, a happy bird, happy spirit. Bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it as if you are not of this world. You are a spirit. You do not belong to this world. You belong to some other world. As if from heaven or some place near that heaven. Pourest thy full heart. You are pouring out your entire heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. Unplanned. The bird is singing. It has not planned. There is no planning here. The bird is just singing. It's a free flow, higher still and higher, from the earth thou springest, like a cloud of fire, the deep blue thou wingest, and singing still dost soar and soaring ever singest. The poetry follows the rhyming system, A, B, A, B, B. Spirit, it, heart, art. Vert, higher, fire, springest, wingest, and singest. This is extraordinary in its approach. It's a very big poetry with 21 stanzas, but the readers often feel it should have extended more. Such free flow, such ecstasy. Such freedom. We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our censorious laughter are those that tell of saddest thought, the poet says. The poet looks at the bird and again says, teach me. Teach me half the gladness, not the full. Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. Better than all the treasures that in books are found. Better than all the pleasures of delightful sound. Thou skill to poet where thou's corner of the ground. Chorus hymeneal or triumphal chant match with thine would be all. But empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. There is extraordinary lyrics, extraordinary imagination. With thy clear keen joyance, languor cannot be. The shade of annoyance ne'er come near thee. Thou lovest, but never knows love's sad satiety. In the ordinary things of the life, the poet is seeing the extraordinary. The life is joy. The life is celebration. It is not about pining for what is not. It's about living here and now. It's about celebrating every moment. It's about rejoicing in this moment. Like a poet hidden, like a newborn maiden, what imagination is there? What is most like thee? The poet has not seen the bird, just the sound, just the chirping, just the song. And that made him to compose such a masterpiece. There is a poet hidden in each one of us. There is a singer hidden in each one of us. Awaken the creative man who is sleeping within you. Each one of us is special, is unique. In today's Murli, Baba said, this is a special age. This is the special time. Each one of you is special. This speciality is the newness of this Brahmin life.
This speciality.
The speciality is the newness of Brahmin life. This speciality is Alaukikta, is Ruhaniyat, is the royalty of this life. This speciality is the intoxication of this Brahmin life. And fourth, this speciality is the gift of this Brahmin life. The father asked the boy, which is your favorite day? The boy said, today. Today is my favorite day. So let every day become a favorite day. Let every day become a day of celebration. Let every day become a day of enjoyment, manoranjan. The poet is thrilled to see the bird. What thou art, we know not. What is most like thee? From the rainbow clouds there flow not drops so bright to see, as from thy presence showers a rain of melody. Teach me, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine? I have never heard praise of love or wine that panted forth flood of rapture so divine. Teach me, he's asking, he's sitting as a student at the feet of that bird, the bird whom he has not seen. Teach me half the gladness, not the full, even half, that thy brain must know such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then, as I am listening now. The whole world will listen to me, as I listen to you now. An ordinary bird has become eternal in the history of poetry, in the history of English literature. So Baba said, each one of you is special. This is the novelty. This is the newness of this life. This is the Alaukikta. This is your spirituality. This is the intoxication. And this is the gift. And whenever you receive gift, it is, you never say this is mine or that. Meri, if you say mine, then the hari vari and curry, those things will follow. Vari will come. So this is the first part of the Murli. And then Baba said, yesterday's Murli was based on two words, singing and dancing. And today's Murli is based on two words, celebrating, appreciation and farewell. Badhai and Vidai. The Ravan is killed, but his generation is very big. The small, the subtle forms of Maya still remains. And Baba mentioned description of four vices: lust is gone, but what remains is extra love for somebody. Anger is gone, but what remains is dislike. The subtle dislike for somebody. Attachment is gone, but what remains is I like this, I love this. Achha. Extra love is the form of lust. Dislike is the remnant, the subtle form of anger. Greed, the subtle form is need. Need and greed, the line is very thin. And the fourth is more. I like this person and I like that person. So then you should like everything. I like this more, I like that more. If you like this food, then you should like all food. If this particular clothes with tattered clothes, then the most beautiful attire, whether you are donning a beautiful attire or you are in tatters, same should be the state of the mind. The Baba said, you have conquered the gross form of vices, but now churn, reflect on these subtle forms and give farewell, bid farewell to all of these. Sit with Father, eat, drink, whatever you want to do, enjoy, but stay within the boundaries, but stay in Ashok Vatika, in the cottage free of sorrow, so that Ravan doesn't disturb you. Do an experiment on this, staying detached. So what are the tasks from today's Murli? Multiple tasks. Every day is special. Create an art or a poetry on this. Shelley was walking and he heard the bird and he rose and he composed such a masterpiece. And there is a hidden Shelley in each one of us. Each day is a special day. Every day is a special. Today is the special day. Just as when somebody's birthday is there, from morning he is remembering, oh, my birthday, my birthday, my birthday. And he expects so many people to come and wish him and to give him some gifts. Even if somebody doesn't, he doesn't feel depressed, but he is all the time aware that this is a special day for me. I should not get angry. I should not get anxious. I should stay calm. I should do something new. I have never given blood. Let me go and give blood donation. Let me plant a tree. Let me help a poor. Let me do something extraordinary. Let me go and enjoy and go somewhere and do something which I have never done. So that thought is always at the back of the mind, like a background music. So today is also the special day. Every day think like that. This is my favorite day. Today, a very special day. Extraordinary day today. Don't ask. Second, create a mantra. I am a special soul and Baba has assigned the special tasks to me. Whatever I do, that should become special. I speak, that should be special. I sing, I dance, I move, I sleep, I drink, I eat, I cook, anything. Anything, everything should become an extension of this speciality. Visualize your weakness are getting burned to smithereens. The last part of it. Everything is getting shattered, destroyed. And I see myself as the perfect being, an angelic being. That which I always wanted to be. Weakness, farewell letter. You can write a letter, a farewell letter to your weakness. Dear procrastination, dear laziness, you can write a letter, a good letter. You have been with me for a long time, whispering that there must be some more time, procrastination. I have realized that you have only derailed my growth and stolen precious effort. Today, I thank you for teaching me the value of time, but now I must let you go. My purpose demands actions and I am ready to embrace discipline and commitment. Goodbye, my old companion. It's time for me to move forward. Sincerely, a determined soul. So this is a letter, a farewell letter to one of your weaknesses. Goodbye, anger. Goodbye, irritability. You have been with me for a long time, but I think now we should part ways. I respect you, but we have differences of opinion. I don't think we can get along well anymore. You can go your path. We will meet you after 5,000 years. Especially, definitely at the same time, at the same place, waiting for you. Till then, bye. Zero communication policy with the ex. You know, people do research on how to keep zero contact with ex. Block the number, delete the number, do not find their updates, what are they doing on online. Do not mix with those people who are in contact with them. Destroy all the gifts that are given by, which are given to you by them. These are the techniques to forget the ex. To keep zero communication. Otherwise, the things they have given that will trigger the same emotional. Don't listen to those songs which you heard together. Those songs, those gifts, those places. Stop going to those places. So weakness. Then anger transformation exercises. Find out the triggers for anger. Somebody is getting delayed. Somebody is not working according to your wish and desire. Somebody is coming late. Somebody is committing mistakes multiple times. Somebody is committing foolish actions. Somebody is giving unsolicited advices to you. I don't need your advice, but they will come and they will give you. Mindful eating, Baba said, eat, drink, enjoy, but with God. So at least out of the three meals, eat one meal with Baba. At least one. Because if three, it's difficult. One can be done, no? In silence. Ashok Vatika visualization. Visualize you are sitting in Ashok Vatika. Inside the boundary with God. That's it. Simple visualization. And the last. Today is Simplicity Day. Celebrate this day as a Simplicity Day. So eat simple food today. No spices and those salty things and condiments. Very simple. Either go for fruits or go for cooked liquids or raw liquids. One day can be done. Very, very simple. Second is clothes. Wear simple clothes without any decorations and ornaments on those makeups. And third thing, speak simple things. Restrict the speech. So that's all about today's Murli. Om Shanti.